Rosa.
You are now listening to Fancy Plans and Things Radio.
It's Friday, baby. Yes, it is your girl Queen's favorite day of the week, and your girl is back in the building. You guys, I'm so freaking excited to be like chatting with you. And I know I say this like almost every week, but seriously, last week you guys did not get an episode because I just had some stuff going on, and I'll get into that in a bit. But yeah, I'm just so grateful and blessed and thankful for you guys. And just, you know, every time I get to show up here and talk to you guys on the podcast and share a little piece of me and share a little bit of my story, my journey, my thoughts, my process, all of these different things with you guys, I just honestly feel just so great and so blessed to have this opportunity. And I'm so thankful for you guys for showing up and showing me all the love and the support. You guys are just absolutely freaking rock stars. So I just want to say, if you are just now tuning in to Fancy Plans and Things Radio, hey, hi, I'm your host, Queen. And over here, we love to keep it real and raw. We love to talk about lifestyle, the babes behind the planners, and how we can show up every day as our authentic selves. So if you're just now tuning in, welcome to Fancy Plans and Things Radio. Welcome to the family, okay, the Royal Gang family. And if you are an oldie but a goodie and you show up every time your girl's dropping an episode, Thank you. Welcome back to the show. I am so blessed for all of you guys, and it has been a crazy couple of weeks. So many things have happened, and I just kind of want to update and chit chat with you guys and kind of give you guys like a life update. And I don't know, I feel like it has been like weird lately. It's just like weird in general. So you guys know I talked about literally how I talked about like from October to like the end of January, I was dealing with like seasonal depression, and I just felt like I didn't care about the holidays. I didn't care about nothing. Like, I wasn't into that. And like I said, while I had great moments, like super, super highs, I also just felt like I had super, super lows, and I didn't feel quite creative. And, you know, I don't know, it just felt like I was in this weird, like funk or fog. It just felt like I was in this weird funk or like weird fog. Like, it just, I don't know, but I feel like the cloud somewhat lifted. I was really excited about February, and then February just kind of threw me for a loop with things, but also a lot of good things happened. Things that I thought were going to go as planned did not. And you know, it's one of those moments of like, you want to make God laugh, make plans, okay? Because God is like, haha, girl, you thought you was going to do that, but let me show you what I got for you to actually do. And I will say that I have been blessed, honey. I have been better than blessed. God has truly been working in my life. And I feel like I'm doing really good. I want to talk, you know, I told you that I want to talk about my authenticity journey, but also my audacity journey. And like I said, I knew that I wasn't done with authenticity. I knew that audacity was going to play a big part. And lately I have really had to choose both of those words at the same time. And I've had the audacity to learn how to start speaking kind to myself. I even reined myself in a couple weeks ago, you guys. Not even a couple weeks ago. It just felt like last week I was talking to myself very harshly after everything that I had created, everything that I had done. I even like secured like a little deal with a brand, you know, repping this company. And then like, I'm telling myself that I'm not doing enough and that I need to work harder and I need to move over here and I need to do this and I need to do that. And all of a sudden, something was like, no. You have done enough. You are showing up every day. You are more than enough. And I continue to say that to myself over and over again. And when I tell you that your mouth has the power of life and death in it, like if you can speak life into yourself or you can speak death into yourself. And I chose to speak life into myself. I chose to speak kind to myself. I chose to have the audacity to stand up and say, you are enough, and truly push that into myself and truly believe that. And that is why I love affirmations. I felt like once I zoned in on affirmations and really realized how helpful they are and how they can really kind of rewire your brain to think. And it's not toxic positivity, because we know that toxic positivity is something different. You know, it's that chipper, oh, I'm doing great, I'm never having a bad day, and oh my God, it's the sun and the stars and the moon. We're not doing that crap over here. We're literally seeing the problem and going forth and trying to rework our brains, rewire our brains to think differently, to approach things differently, and to talk kindly to ourselves. And that's one of the things that I definitely struggle with a lot. Like, I don't talk kind to myself. And I realized that last year, towards the end of the year, where I was not talking kindly to myself. And it was something that I definitely wanted to work on this year. And so I have been really struggling and trying to work on that. But I'm very proud of myself. But I am, like, you know, I'm seeing where I need to change, where things need to be done, and how I can rein it back in and say, okay, let me redirect myself. Let me redirect my thought process. I have really been taking on a lot of projects lately, a lot of things that I've been wanting to do. The last couple of weeks have just absolutely been crazy. So for a very long time now, I have always wanted to start a gaming channel, some type of gaming something, right? And I just didn't go for it. I didn't know what to do. But I recently just came into, like, some friends and, like, that were into the gaming community. And that was a lot. Y'all think the planner community has drama? Y'all think the beauty community has drama? Honey, you ain't been in the gaming community, Lord. Okay. Was not ready. Was met with some obstacles right away. But I did have a few people that just, like, stuck around, who were truly just supporting me and trying to pour into my cup, and we're pouring into each other, and we're honestly just trying to build a community where it doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be gaming, you could be planning, you could be a fashion designer, you could be a content creator, whatever it is that you're doing, we just want to support it. It doesn't matter what you're doing, it doesn't matter where you come from, your background, your walk of life, none of that stuff matters. We're just building a community. We're building a table that we can all sit at, that maybe you have something that I don't have, and I have something that you don't have, and we can put it together and make magic. And I have really truly been believing in that. You guys heard me talk about how it is important to have people that pour into you. And something that I even realized, you know, as time's gone on with this, is just entering into the gaming world and kind of deciding, you know what, I'm going to go for it. One of the things that I have realized is that it is important to have people in your circle who get you. You can have friends, you can have people that are like, oh, I'm your bestie, oh, I know this about you, oh, I'm this and that. But people who truly get you, people who truly understand the things that you're doing and what you're trying to put out into the world, and why you're content creating, or whatever it is that you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing, and why you're walking in this purpose and truly believing your light, that people see you for you and truly believe in what you're doing, so that they're able to truly pour into you in the proper way. Because not everybody around you who's clapping their hands are truly clapping their hands for you. And that's something, it's a hard pill to swallow, but it's something that is true, and it's something that you just have to keep in the back of your mind, that everybody here may not be with you when you get to the top. And no matter how much you want to take everybody with you, sometimes you cannot take everybody with you. Sometimes your journey literally is your journey. And I have got to learn this, you guys. This is one of the hardest things for me, y'all, is learning how to stop picking up things that I have put down. It's something that came to me a while back, was like, God is like, I keep putting this in the trash and you keep going back dumpster diving. No longer will I continue to dumpster dive. When God closes the door in my face, the door is closed. It's closed for a reason. And you guys heard me talk about this, is because it was a lot of opportunities that I just really wanted. I wanted them so bad and it didn't work out. And now, you guys, as I see why it didn't work out, I'm slowly seeing God opening doors for me. You're not going to hear yes every time. You get what I'm saying? Like, you just, sometimes some things ain't meant for you. It's because God has something better. I literally talked about this in my last episode, where I said, when one door closes, another one definitely will open. One window closes, another window is open. And sometimes God opens a whole bunch of windows all at one time. It's like, see, if you left this alone, I was able to do this, this, and this for you. So you got to stop going back. When God removes something from you, when God closes the door, stop going back to open that door. Stop going back to open that window. Stop going back in the trash can, digging in the dumpster. No longer should we be out here dumpster diving. And I have decided that I'm not going to continue to dumpster dive, looking for things that God has already removed from me, doors that have already closed. There's no need for me to continue to do that. And I have been, I know you guys are like, oh, Queen, you've been really focused. Yeah, I have really been focusing on zoning in with just, like, more of, like, my spirituality and going in and zoning in and focusing on what is mine. I told you, for 2023, y'all saw it in my reel the other week that I posted, I'm coming for what's mine. I'm coming for what I deserve. I'm coming for the life that I know that I should be living and that I deserve. And I'm coming for that in 2023. And nothing is going to get in my way. Nothing is going to stop me. I'm going to continue to focus. And I'm here to tell you guys today to continue to focus on what is set up for you, that you want your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, all of those things, continue to focus on those things. You've got this. You are more than enough. You are equipped with more than enough to be able to go out here and crush those goals, crush those dreams. And look, sometimes we want to do it all. We want to write out this big vision board, and there's nothing wrong with that. We want to write it out. We want all of these things. But sometimes it is in the baby steps. Sometimes it is in when you fall down and you get back up. I keep telling you guys, it is not literally about how fast you get there. It honestly is the process. It is the journey. It's the climb of how you get there. That is what's going to make it great. That is what's going to make it worthwhile when you get to the top, because you've went through the journey. You've dug down in the valley. You went in the trenches. You have cried, put the blood, sweat, and tears into it. So I'm reminding you guys now, don't go back and start digging in the dumpster. Don't go back when the door closes. It may hurt a little bit. It may sting a little bit. But girl, you're going to be all right. Just get right back up and keep pushing forward. And I'm telling you guys this because I'm telling myself this. And like I said, I'm learning how to speak kindly to myself. I'm learning how to remind myself that I am more than enough and that I am showing up for myself every day. And as long as I give every day 110%, that's all that matters. As long as I don't give up, that's truly what all that matters, you know? And so, like I said, I decided to go into gaming. I said all that to say that I decided to go into gaming. So as of right now, I'm gaming on TikTok. I'm playing The Last of Us, the first part. I'm obsessed with that game, you guys. I loved it so much. And then I had a babe in the planner community. She gave me The Last of Us 2 for my birthday a couple years ago. And it was just like so dope. And then I actually didn't play it in, I think she gave it to me in 2020, and I actually didn't start playing it until 2022, you guys. I didn't start playing it until last year, but I had such a great time playing it. It was such an awesome game, and it's one of my favorite series. And I've always been a gamer. I've always kind of thought I wanted to stream games, but I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And I just decided to tip my toe over there into TikTok and start doing it over there. And I'm working on, like, you know, getting enough followers so that I can have like my own gaming page. Because right now I'm still doing it on Queen's Fancy Plans over on TikTok, which is fine. I'm still building a community over there, and I'm slowly getting the followers over on my gaming page. So I'm really excited about that. And, you know, it's just me taking that leap of faith. I decided that anything that I put my mind to, anything that I want to do, I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to let anything hold me back. And I think for so long, we let so many things hold us back because of fear, or saying that we're not good enough, or we're worried about what other people think. And I heard this audio the other day, and I'm like, I've definitely got to use this audio, where your fear of looking stupid is holding you back. Who cares if you fail? Who cares? Like, girl, get up, dust yourself off. Everybody fails. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody is not perfect. And that's the beauty of it, that we can all get back up, start over again, try and try again, go back to the drawing board. It does not mean that you are a failure. You just had a setback. And as long as you realize that that was just a setback and you get back up and you keep pushing, girl, you got this. You got this. So like I said, you know, just remind yourself that. Make sure you are putting people into your circle that are truly, like, you know, truly supporting you and understand you and who truly get you. I found out that recently that is very important, that the people that are around you or people that you're involving yourself with, make sure those people truly get you and truly understand you and appreciate the things that you are doing to make your life better, because not everybody can see what you can see. Some people can totally be like, this person is absolutely crazy. And I always tell myself, I know that I'm crazy. I know that I am literally like batshit crazy, because the dreams and the goals that I have set for myself, you got to be crazy. And I almost feel like that's how your dreams and goals are supposed to be, because if they don't scare you, they ain't big enough, honey. And I feel like your dreams need to scare you a little bit. They need to shock you a little bit. They need to shock other people when you tell them, to be like, oh, she is absolutely okay, girl. That's what you want to do. Uh-huh. Yeah, girl. You want to own a clothing line? Mm-hmm, girl. Yeah. Child, she absolutely crazy. You know she ain't finna own no clothing line. You get what I'm saying? They gonna be thinking you crazy, but you know, and at the end, you know that your dream and your goals and your potential can take you anywhere. Can take you anywhere. And that is all that matters. As long as you stay focused on your dreams, your goals, your passion, that literally is all that matters. Okay. So, you know, with all that being said, I have started gaming. A lot has happened over the last couple of weeks. Last week is something that was definitely just not expected. It was a little bit crazy to me because I started off the week feeling pretty good, and then as the week went on, I just, like, I don't know, frustration set in. I was having a little bit of issues with the podcast. Just a few bunch of things that were going on. I also had, like, something that I was working on, like a project for the podcast, that behind the scene that was not, like, coming together properly, and I just needed to push the episode back. And one thing that I have learned is that I'm no longer going to just put content ahead of my mental health of, like, when I'm feeling stressed out or overwhelmed. I don't want to push out content that I don't feel good about. I want to be able to come sit down, chat with you babes, and feel really good about the content that I'm giving you and that I'm pushing out, and that you guys are going to kind of see that I worked hard, see the fruits of my labor, but also understand that I was in my best moment then when I gave you that. Not me faking it, not me masking, not me, that's not being authentic. And last week, I'm going to be real. This is open. I just did not feel like it. I didn't have it in me. Things were just going, like, weird. I just couldn't get certain things done. I just felt like, you know what I mean? And I just was like, you know what? If I sit down to record this episode and I just push it and fake it and go, I'm not going to be happy. I'm going to be upset with myself. And then I'm going to have to keep recording the episode over and over again, over and over again, and cutting out pieces and putting pieces there and doing that, because I'm not happy. And I know that I did not give my 110% because I'm having a bad day. My mental health is not at the top level. And I have realized that mental health is very important, and us taking breaks and us saying to ourselves, like, hey, you know, I'm having a bad day. It is okay to say those things. It is okay to reroute your whole direction in order to say, today, I'm going to take a mental health day. I'm going to take care of me. Self-care is not selfish. So yeah, just keep that in mind. You know, that's why a lot of reasons why I do always mention Self-Care Sunday, because it is really, really important to take care of you, to pour into yourself. Weekly affirmations, sometimes daily affirmations, are some things that can help you get through the day. But I've really just been focusing on, like, making sure that I'm definitely bringing my authentic self to you guys, versus, like, me just masking and faking it and continuing to push things that I know that I'm not in the right headspace to continue to do. I want to make sure that this year, that whether it just means that the podcast doesn't get up, whatever it is that I'm being authentic and that I'm being honest. The podcast is something that is literally just an extra thing for me. It is something that's fun, that I enjoy doing, that I love talking to you babes, and you guys showing up and supporting me and loving me. It just means the world to me. But it literally is one of the things that, like, when I have a lot of things going on, that sometimes I have to lay it down and I have to remind myself that this is something that I love and that I enjoy, and I want to keep it that way. So that is why you guys have probably always realized there's not a lot of commercials on here. There's not a lot of extra ads and all these different things, because this is my place of solitude. This is my place to come and share my thoughts, to talk about planners, the babes behind the planners, to highlight content creators, to highlight other babes in the community that I'm truly loving. That this is where I do that at, and I want to try and keep it as such as a safe space as I can, and to truly keep it as authentic as I can. So sometimes, yeah, it does get pushed back or I have to rearrange, but thank you guys for always just loving me and supporting me through it, and just being so kind and patient and understanding. You guys are always rock stars about it, and I am just forever grateful for that. And I don't want to seem like I'm ungrateful or I'm taking you guys' kindness for weakness, because I'm definitely not. I am so appreciative of each and every one of you, and I thank you for all the listens, for the shares, and I would love it if you guys could go and, like, you know, write Apple reviews. That would be nice. Or even just share when you're listening to the podcast. That to me is just, it's free 99. It means the most to me. But if you guys want to, you know, if you ever want to support the podcast, you can. I have, like, my, you know, my Buy Me a Coffee page down there. I have my little Cash App tag down there. You guys can always support and love on me that way. But just sharing the podcast, just having conversations with me after you listen, those are the things that are truly important. Those are the things that are very, very valuable, that honestly money can't buy. And money can't buy everything, and money cannot buy happiness. I say this all the time, you know, you can buy some good things now, girl, but it cannot buy happiness. And I think sometimes we do wrap ourselves up with, like, oh, we need money for this and we need money for that, and that's the only way I'm going to be happy, when I get this and I get that and I get the newest blah, blah, blah. But those things don't truly make you happy. You have to make yourself happy within. And I learned that. I used to fill my life with, like, and I still buy things because, y'all, I'm an avid collector of all things, okay? Loungefly, makeup, okay? Clearly, I'm obsessed with, like, bright colored tennis shoes, purses. all that. I still buy all those things, but I had to redirect that. I could not put my happiness in those things. They do make me happy. But what I realized is when you're putting your happiness into things, those are temporary fixes. You need to heal. You need to work on yourself. You need to figure out what the root cause of why you feel the way you feel. And I think in the last couple of years, that's something that I have been truly working on, trying to heal, trying to figure out what has been bothering me or things that I'm holding on to try to let them go. I by no means am perfect, but one thing that I will say is that it has helped me to work on healing myself. And I talk about this all the time, is that where I want to be a better version of myself than I was the day before. We're going to constantly fail. We're going to constantly fall down. We're human. We make mistakes. But the thing is recognizing those mistakes, taking accountability, standing up for yourself, and standing up to your own self sometimes and saying, no, 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 rein back, girlfriend, you are in the wrong, or you did this, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But zoning in on those moments and just truly relishing in them and sitting down with your own thoughts and just thinking like, oh my God, this is where I can change, and this is what I can work on, and this is where I need improvement. Taking that self-assessment, that is something that is very, very helpful. But also remember, like I say, talk about journaling and all those things. Make sure you're holding yourself accountable, because that is important. Accountability and healing and growth, they all go hand in hand. And I think a lot of times we don't, you know, think about those things, or we don't talk about those things, but they definitely do go hand in hand. And it's very, very important for you to, you know, just be able to take accountability and to heal and to grow. Because honestly, you cannot love yourself, you cannot love anyone else until you heal and grow and start to work on you to truly love yourself. Then you're able to love somebody else. You know, I used to think people would be like, people in relationships would be like, well, my partner's in control of their own happiness and I'm in control of my own happiness. I'd be like, no, 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 it's your job to make your partner happy. But you know what I realized is that is very true. We can come together and make each other happy. We can come together and build happiness, but I still need to be happy on my own. I cannot rely on somebody else to fulfill my happiness, whether it's a partner, whether it's a friendship. You cannot rely on that. You have to build your own happiness, and you have to build your own sense of being grounded and healing, and that takes work and that takes time. And like I said, I feel like healing and growing and taking accountability, all those things is a journey. It's a journey that you will forever be on for the rest of your life. And depending on what your trauma is and the things that you've been through and how you've been molded, sometimes it takes a while because you have to redirect your brain and rewire the things the way you think, and you have to break down, you know, generational trauma and curses and bonds in order to do that. So it is very important to me. I know I came in here like, y'all came in here like a smoking gun just talking today, just pow, 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 pow. I know y'all like, queen, hold on, y'all get your notebook, your paper, your pen so you can take notes, girl, because girl, I've been on it, okay? All that to say is that is what my thought process has been for like the last couple of weeks and things that have been going on with me. Just kind of wanted to update you guys because it has truly been crazy, but I've learned so much, I've grown so much, and I'm so proud of myself. I'm so proud of like the work that I'm doing and seeing the things that are happening. And I'm telling you, I'm coming for everything that is mine in 2023. 2022 really opened the doors for me and opened my eyes of what really could be out there and what I could really grasp. And if I just keep pushing and walking in my authentic truth and just being myself, because for so long, I felt like I had to be somebody else, or I had to be what people wanted me to be and what they wanted to mold me into and what they felt like I should be. And I was trying to follow this ideal look of a beauty blogger and also an ideal look of a planner. And you must use this particular planner and you must be this way and you must do this. But in reality, that's not the case. And people don't want that. And people want to connect. When people really want to connect with other people, they want to connect with somebody who is their authentic self. And I feel like, you know, that's why I tell my story about me going through PCOS and the journey and the thought process and the struggles of the tears and the ups and downs and being a diabetic and having a thyroid condition and living with invisible illnesses. It's not easy, but it's something that I do. And it's something that is on my mind every day, that I'm getting up and I'm putting my foot forward and doing my best that I can. And that's all you can really ask of someone. And those are the things that people want to connect with you with, not this ideal of fantasy land or this weird, you know, made up make believe that it's just so weird, because sometimes on Instagram, you can see the stage photos and you can see the stage life. And I felt like after a while, I didn't want to continuously post stage photos and the stage life and the stage this and that, because sometimes you're having a bad day. Sometimes your desk is a hot mess. Sometimes your room is a hot mess. Y'all, I get on TikTok all the time and I'm on TikTok live, like cleaning up my room and cleaning up my area and just sitting down at my desk doing work. And we're just listening to lo-fi vibes, chilling out, vibing while other people are working too. It's called body doubling, basically. And it just helps, you know, helps you get through, you know, the day and help you with your anxiety and all of those things. Because look, we all have bad days and that's okay. And we don't have to curate this perfect life around, you know, toxic positivity. And I feel like sometimes we tend to do that where we see everybody has all this cookie cutter shaped life and we want to do the same thing, but it is not worth it. And to me, honestly, I don't feel connected to those people because I feel like they have a wall up and they're only showing, of course, we all are only showing you what we want you to see. You know what I mean? Because we all have bad days, but it is the way that it's presented sometimes that makes you be like, who is that person? What are they really about? I want to know more about this person. And this is why I talk about, you know, like we definitely need to talk more about the babes behind the planners and get to see each other's faces. And I love that the community has shifted where now we do show more of our faces and that we are more interactive online with each other versus where we were just showing, all of us were just showing our planners all the time and just showing maybe our hand every now and again. Now I get to see like, oh, that's the babe behind the planner, you know, or, you know, like, lately I've been watching Pixie Dust Planner. She's one of my favorites because she also uses the passion planner, but she's more into memory planning. But she did a reel, y'all, like a couple weeks ago where she was doing like that little Rihanna dance, and I laughed for like 20 minutes because I just enjoyed watching her like in different places doing that little dance, and she just was so cute. And I just love seeing like everybody kind of showing off their personalities in their feed and in their stories. It's just important because that is the way people are going to want to connect with us versus us showing like these curated pretty feeds. And at the end of the day, I could care less about that. You know what I mean? Like, I want to connect with you on a personal level. And I realize that is what people want to do with me. They want to connect with me on a personal level. They want to hear my story. They want to get to know me. And it's not this pretty planner. Yeah, it's what drew their eye, but they're also seeing everything that is around it. And, you know, it almost brings that saying to my mind, everything that glitters ain't gold, baby. Because literally, you see all the razzle-dazzle, the little shink that ain't going on, and then you just like, that is a hot pile of steaming boo-boo under there. Like, no. So, you know, everything that glitters ain't gold, everything that you see online that's perfectly curated is not what it may seem. You know what I mean? People sometimes paint this really, really happy life, and at the end of the day, they're truly just miserable. And I would rather just share who I am and give you guys authentic pieces of myself so that we can connect and remind you, hey, you are not alone. You're not the only person that's struggling. Hey, I'm struggling too. Or, hey, this is what's going on in my life. What's going on in yours? And maybe we can find something that's common. You know how many girls have come to me and said, oh my God, Queen, I didn't know you had PCOS and I heard your story and it just made me feel so not alone. How many of us have made connections like that? Or me just sharing different things and people are like, oh my God, I didn't know that about you. That happened to me too. Like, those are the connections and things that I'm looking for and that I want to continue to make out here in the planner community and just in any community that I'm in general, that I want to continue to make bonds with people that I know who truly love me and truly support me, but we're just coming together and showing our authentic selves. So anyways, you guys, before I go any further, because I've been talking like crazy, I do want to wrap up the show. I have a couple more things, but before we wrap up the show and talk about a couple more things, here is a small word from our sponsors. Are you looking for the perfect undated planner? Well, look no further. Savannah Paper Co. has exactly what you need, whether it's A5 wide, inserts, B6, they've got you covered. Their planners are high quality, durable 176 GSM paper, 12 months completely undated, interchangeable covers, and get this, you guys, no ghosting with pens. Savannah Paper Co. not only has great planners, but they also carry a wide variety of stickers. So use code QUEEN15 to save today. Reward yourself with a little sticker therapy for your everyday life. That's code QUEEN15. Okay, so did y'all like the little ad that I had? Oh my God. Yeah, Savannah Paper Co. is now a sponsor of Fancy Plans and Things Radio. They have actually been sponsoring Fancy Plans and Things Radio for a little bit, but now we have made it truly official with our ad, and I'm so excited about it. So shout out to Savannah Paper Co. They are absolutely freaking awesome. I love them so much, and I just absolutely love all the support that I get from them. And yeah, go get you a planner, girl. Some inserts, something. Okay, go ahead. Some stickers. Okay. Yeah, y'all go because let me tell you, the planner is fire. It's like one of my favorite planners. I literally use it every week. It is my work planner, my content creating planner, and I freaking love it. I freaking love it. So the paper, chef's kiss, baby. Yeah, go check out Savannah Paper Co. So anyways, you guys, that has been like pretty much all the things that have just, like I said, been in my brain, I've been thinking about for the last couple of weeks. And also, I also wanted to mention that I got to go see my friend Yara from Yara the Crafty Psychologist, which I will link her down below. But I went to go see, like, I went to her wedding to see her get married. And you guys, oh my God, her wedding was so beautiful. It was very like, I don't know. It gave like boho chic-y vibes, but also like just very whimsical, I want to say. I don't know. It's just so hard to describe because everything was so beautiful. I love that she didn't wear a traditional wedding gown. Yara just looked so freaking cute and so gorgeous and so beautiful and so radiant. I could use all the words to describe her, but it was so beautiful to see her get married. And then to see her little girl like walk. Oh, it's just so cute. Like I literally had to tell myself the moment that Yara started walking down the aisle to like, don't cry, don't cry. And then I saw her like Nicole, our friend, was like telling Yara not to cry, and Yara was like, okay, I won't cry. Like she's trying to suck it up, but we're all like, Yara, oh my God, you're getting married. Like we're just, it was so cute, you guys. It was so beautiful. And I also took a picture with Yara because Yara got engaged literally like almost like 2.5 weeks after I got engaged. And I thought it was funny because me and Yara could not, we were at the conference for SGS, and we could not stop holding our hands out with our rings on. So Yara, I took a picture with Yara and she's still holding her hand out with her ring, but of course she's married. And I told her when I get officially married, then we have to take another photo together with our hands out to be like, ha ha, now we're both married. But I just think it's so cute. And I know you guys are gonna be like, Queen, you're gushing over the wedding, but do you have a wedding date? No, I don't have a wedding date. Okay, let me explain. I will say this though. We do have a theme, and remember I talked about like I asked Babe if he would go for the Beauty and the Beast theme. We do have a Beauty and the Beast theme, but we have a few things that we're trying to think about. We don't know if we want to do a wedding and do something small, or do we want to go and get married and then have like a big reception party, right? I don't know, but you know what will help me? You guys tell me, what did you do for your wedding? Did you have a big wedding? Did you have a small wedding? Did you get married in just like somewhere else, like the courthouse or something? And then you just had a reception. Like, tell your girl what you did, what you wore, how it was, what it looked like. If you got pictures, I'll take them too. Okay. I want to see it all. I'm nosy. I love weddings. I love brides. I want to see it all. I'm very nosy. Yara gave me a lot of great ideas at her wedding. Like, I'm just over here stealing ideas. Okay, sorry, Yara. I had to. I'm stealing ideas. There's so many ideas and so many ways to plan a wedding. Like, I don't know what to do. I literally just feel like I need to hire a wedding planner low key. But at the same time, like, girl, I don't want to shell out the money because that's what I got a planner for. I've been planning all my life. I should be able to do this, right? I don't know, y'all. give your girl some help. Now, I do slightly have a time season frame for the wedding. I just don't officially have a date just because of the dress that I want. I have the idea of the dress, I have the color of the dress, I have everything, you guys. And yes, my wedding dress will not be white. It will be a color. And you already heard me say that my wedding is kind of going to be Beauty and the Beast themed. So you guys can use your brain on that and think about it. And I will let you know if you're right or wrong. but Pinterest has been my friend with a lot of stuff. I've been pinning stuff, I've been finding different ideas. I'm really excited. But yeah, I still don't have a wedding date. Yeah, I'm working on it. I'm working on it though. Y'all like, Queen, you've been engaged for a while now, girl. What's going on? I know, I need to be working on it. But yeah, I got to see Yara get married and it was just so freaking beautiful and so gorgeous. And I'm, you know what's funny how planners are? I met this random babe in a store one day in Michael's. We were talking. She told me about the planner meetup. And I went, and that is where I met Yara. And it was at like one of our like local Tampa libraries. And you guys, it just felt like it was meant to be. You know what I mean? Like it was meant to be. And I just like we connected, and you know, me and Yara were able to connect even more when we went to S and G. S or sorry, when we went to S. And me and y'all were just able to connect more when we went to SGS. And it was just really nice to just see over time, to see like your friends grow and find love and raising their kids and having families. And I am so forever grateful for Yara and Nicole and Sabrina for them starting Tampa Bay Players and just me running into a random babe and she tells me about it. And then me and my friend decided to go. And we just had such a great time. I am forever grateful for that because look at the lifelong friendships that a planner, one little planner, a paper planner can make. And it's so crazy that you can make all these friendships and bonds and build a community from just your planner. I am so forever grateful for that, but I'm so forever grateful for being able to come into this planner community and being able to find my true authentic self and say, you know what, I'm going to live in my truth, that there's many layers to me and I don't have to be just a planner babe and I don't have to be just a beauty guru. Why not combine my love for everything that I do and put them together and show the world what I got and truly live in my authenticity and just say, hey, here's me and here's what I do and here's what I offer, can offer to other people and share my journey and my story. And if I can just help one person, if I could just help that young girl who is unsure of herself and doesn't know where to look and doesn't know, feel like she's going to be judged and her fear of looking stupid and people making fun of her, girl, put all of that aside. Because if I could go back and tell young Queen some things, y'all, I would definitely tell her, put all of that aside and live for you. Because you could be the ripest, juiciest peach and it's still gonna be somebody out here talking about, I don't like peaches, girl. So go out here, live your authentic self, live for you, live every day, show up for you, because at the end of the day, you are the most important thing. Making yourself happy is the most important thing. And if I could tell anybody that, if I could go back and tell young Queen that, because I remember I wasted a lot of my 20s and a lot of my 30s worrying about what other people were going to think and being in this box. And I don't know who unlocked that key on my 36th birthday, but baby, I'm so glad they unlocked that lock, baby, and let me out, because I promise you, I will never go back in a box. I will never dull my light so somebody else can shine, because that is not the way it works. We all can shine out here. There's enough room for all of us. And damn it, if it ain't, build your own table, baby. And I will come with the tools and help you build that thing so we can all sit together, okay? Because that is how it should be out here. And you know, speaking of that, that is something else that I wanted to talk about with you guys. Go Wild. Oh my God. Okay. So I saw Go Wild and I saw like people's stories and I was like sneaking and creeping. That's what I was doing. I was sneaking and creeping in people's stories and y'all, there was so much love and fun. Like low key, I had FOMO a little bit. I was like, well, damn. I should have been in the mix because y'all was having a good time and I was jealous. Okay. All I want to know is who gonna slide me some swag. That's all I want to know. Slide me a little swag, you know, a little plant, a little sticker sheet, a little something. Okay. you guys look like you guys had so much fun and I just absolutely loved it. I loved the way you guys were loving on each other. You guys were just vibing out, having a good time. And that is what the planner conferences was about. And I feel like last year was definitely overshadowed because of all the drama and the foolishness that was going on, but I feel like this year you guys were just absolutely just wilding out, having a great time, chilling with friends, building bonds, and that is what it's supposed to be, and I absolutely loved seeing it. So yes, okay, now I know Chicago Planner Conference is coming soon, and also the tickets for the SGS Planner Conference is supposed to go on sale, I think, in April. Baby, let's get it. I'm ready to go because I'm ready to hug all my peoples. I'm ready to squeeze on them, love on them. Let's go. Let's do this. Okay. Let's twerk. Okay. It's time for the twerkulate. Like, I want to be in there. I want to be in there just throwing my hair back and forth. Okay. Like Willow, I wear my hair back and forth. I want to be doing all the things. I want to do hood rat planner things with all my hood rat planner friends. Like, let's go. Let's do it. Okay. but yeah, I'm excited for the new conferences coming up. I'm excited for everybody that's just came back from Go Wild and had such a great time. I'm so happy that you guys had so much fun. It was really fun to see the stories and see all the love and you guys just having a great time and taking photos and just being able to just be with the people that really get you. Like, I feel like don't nobody get you like a planner girl. A planner girl understands you. Like, it's just something different. You ever be walking by in the planner aisle and a planner girl, you know, a planner girl, she look up and she like, oh, you like planners? And you like, yeah, girl, I like planners. And then y'all just be talking and vibing and stuff. Yay! Okay. I'm in a really silly mood. I also had some coffee right before this episode. So I've probably been talking like a mile a minute this whole episode. I'm so sorry. Y'all probably like, Queen, slow down. Okay, but I'm having a great day. But I hope you guys are having a great Friday as well. I'm going to go ahead and get out of here. I just really wanted to come and chat with you babes and just talk about all the things that are on my mind. This episode literally didn't have any structure to it. I just wanted to chat. I wanted to catch up. I wanted to talk about what was on my heart. And I wanted to do more episodes like this where it doesn't really fully have a structure, that we're just talking about a little bit of everything. Also, if you guys have any topics or anything that you guys want me to talk about, make sure you go ahead and send them over to Fancy Plans and Things Radio. You can even send them on Instagram, or you can send them on to the email, which is fancyplansandthingsradio@gmail.com. Again, fancyplansandthingsradio@gmail.com. You can send me an email. We can chat about it. You can also send me a DM on Instagram. Make sure you are following both Instagram pages, Queens Fancy Plans, as well as Fancy Plans and Things Radio on Instagram. And yeah, let's keep the conversation rolling. Tell me what your thoughts were on this episode for this good Friday. I hope you guys have an amazing weekend. Remember that Sunday is what? Girl, it is self-care Sunday, and you can't do what? You cannot pour from an empty cup. So make sure you take time to recharge, refill your cup, do something for you, whether it's pouring that glass of wine, running that bubble bath, honey, a little bit of skincare, but do something for you and just for you. So until next time, babies, y'all know what to do. Stay fancy.